Hi, Terry.
Recently, for personal reasons, I've been studying the work of cardiologist James Roberts and, of course, Stephen Sinatra regarding coronary artery disease.
Okay.
And are you familiar with Roberts? And I know you're familiar with Sinatra.
Yes, I'm familiar with Sinatra, and I just know the name for Roberts. So you go ahead and tell me, sir.
Okay. So what both of them are doing is combining in an integrative approach both standard of care and nutritional approaches to coronary artery disease and reversing plaque buildup and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of science behind it, and some of this came out of Europe. And Roberts has a favorite product when he wants to peel back the cholesterol plaque buildup and at the same time take care of some heavy metals that might be contributing to that. And it's a product called Detox Max. It's not patentable because it's all natural, but you can't get it unless it's from someone who is trained in how to use that.
Okay.
And I was looking for a source of that, but before I do, describing it, it's a microspherical nanoemulsion formulation that includes EDTA, magnesium, lipoic acid, and a particular form of phosphatidylcholine with a couple of linoleic acid molecules along with it. And what he's saying is that phospholipid will activate the ELCAT enzyme, which helps HDL pull plaque out of the arterial walls and recycle it back to the liver. And I was wondering if you had come across that, knew anything about it, had an opinion on it, or where one might connect up with a practitioner who knows how to do that.
Well, start with, sir. Sounds like he's onto something. He's got some EDTA in there as well as the other things you mentioned. And as you know, EDTA grabs onto toxic metals and pulls them out of the body, and we want them out of the body. However, there's a big old however here. You do need to talk to somebody who knows what they're doing with it, because EDTA never pulls out just toxic metals. It also pulls out beneficial metals. It's a chelation agent, and that's what chelation does. And so even if you're using Detox Max, you'd have to take a break every few days and take a comprehensive mineral product to put back in the good minerals and to replace what came out. So other than that, it sounds okay. But let me tell you about something else, sir. And that's about a gentleman who came on in having had a scan of his carotid arteries for plaque. And he had over 40% plaque on both sides. It wasn't up to 50% yet, but it was 40%. So I told him about research done in Japan and Malaysia. And over in Japan, they used vitamin K. I happen to like, and I know I'm not paid anything by any of these places, I happen to like the one by Life Extension Foundation called Super K. It's got a lot of K metabolites in it, too. And research done in Malaysia was something called tocotrienols. That's the other side of the vitamin E family. There's tocopherols and tocotrienols, and they should never be taken together because they compete to get in. They get taken different times a day. Anyway, what I recommended you do is take 3 of the Super K and 3 of the mixed tocotrienols and do that twice a day. And that man, being an engineer, got his carotid scanned 1 year to the day later. And, oh, my goodness, sir, he was down to a little over 30% plaque on one side and a little under 30% plaque on the other, and that's all he did. So I'm not saying Dr. Roberts' product is no good. Sounds like it might be a good one. But I am saying you could combine it with this vitamin E and tocotrienol thing. I'm sorry, tocotrienol, vitamin E thing, and vitamin K, and possibly even get better results. And what was really nice about the Japanese research was that they found that after that treatment with the vitamin K, there was less calcium in the plaque and more calcium in the bones. So somehow it helps to rebuild bone while it's taking the calcium out of the plaque. They didn't describe how that works, but they did describe that it works.
Yeah, and I know about the vitamin K. I personally have been using it for several years now, and my K calcium score has actually dropped from 122 to 107.
Hooray.
And that's the only thing I can think of that I've done, but I haven't done tocotrienols. Certainly add that. And then Roberts is saying that if you don't do the EDTA version of this, that there are phosphatidylcholine products out there. One of them is called Foscol, another one's called Lipofos. And they will, they have the phosphatidylcholine in a form that can be useful, but with this particular formula, he says it's like 100 times more effective than just the straight.
Yeah.
Again, the whole point of this is to activate the enzyme that enables HDL to pull that stuff out of the vessel lining and return it to the liver to be recycled. So even if you have a plaque buildup, you can bring it down. And,
right.
You know, the EDTA, I knew about that as well, as far as taking basically all the cations out. And his protocol only uses that product twice a week. And then, of course, you have the minerals supplementation in between. And the only reason I'm interested in that is because I've got a lifetime exposure to mercury amalgams and, you know.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Right.
But anyway, if I can't find someone who can actually work with me on it, I will go the other route. And there's Jacobius, what was his name? Anyway, Rinse. And he came up with he cured his own with what he calls the Rinse formula, which is basically soy lecithin and sunflower seed or safflower or sunflower oil or safflower, either one, whichever has the linoleic acid in it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was maybe 100 years ago. I mean, it's been a while that he figured that one out. So go ahead.
I was just going to say, sir, that there's some wonderful remedies over 100 years old that work today as they did back then. Just one short example, and then I'll shut up. And that is, a doc figured out how to get rid of gout in 1873. I am not kidding. And it's still working today for all the people I work with.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I know someone who could benefit from that. He was given a pharmaceutical that had a very undesirable side effect that 0.1% of people experience, and that was man boobs.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, it was given to him for gout, but he could use some help there. Okay.
Well, send him over to Toma Clinic, sir. All the docs at Toma Clinic know what to do for gout that does work since 1873 in the AMA Journal.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll pass that on to him.
Okay, sir. And you're doing a lot of hard work staying healthy, and congratulations on that. That's what it takes a lot of times.
Well, you know, it's sort of like your car. As it gets older, the maintenance cost goes up, right? You got to do more work on it.
You're so correct about that, sir. You bet.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Right, thank you for calling.